Trumos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud Gimel, 4:13. Great Mishnah. Here's the issue. Let's say you have a bundle of vegetables, and half of the vegetables are Truma and half are Chulin. So we know already the status of that bundle is simple. It's a Maduma mixture because it's a combination of Chulin and Truma together. You don't have 100 times of Chulin against the Truma. So the whole mixture becomes forbidden as if it were Truma. It's called the Maduma mixture. Fine. Now what happens if separately you have 50 essentially identical bundles, and those bundles are all totally Chulin? And you have this one Maduma bundle, which we treat as Truma, get mixed in with those 50, which are Chulin. So there's two ways to look at it. You could either say, listen, you have 50 Chulin against one Maduma, and the whole mixture becomes Usser. Or you could say, no, listen, there's essentially half of a bundle of Truma getting mixed in with another 100, or if you include this bundle, 101 half bundles of Chulin. Again, there's 50 bundles of Chulin, so 50 halves, 50 bundles have 100 halves of Chulin. So you have the one half of Truma mixing with 100 halves of Chulin, not even counting the half that's in the Maduma bundle, in which case you have 100 against 1, and the whole mixture should be annulled. So which way do you look at it? So the Mishnah says, Amar Biyosi, Ma'asa ba lefnei Rabbi Akiva. One time someone asked a shaila, exactly as I described it to you, B'chamishim agudo shel yarek, you had 50 bundles of vegetables, and they were totally chulin vegetables. Shenaf la'achas mehem letochan, and another 51st bundle fell into those 50, and that 51st bundle that fell in was chetzia truma. Half of it was truma. So it was a Maduma mixture. So again, the question is, as I said before, do we say, listen, in total now you have a total of 102 half bundles, if you will, and only one of them is Truma, so the whole thing now should be Heter, it's annulled. Or do you say, no, you have 50 Chulin bundles against one Maduma bundle, and the whole thing should be Usser. So, V'amart lefanav, I, meaning Rabbi Yossi, said, I paskin in front of Rabbi Akiva, ta'ale, it should be annulled, the whole thing should be Mutter, because it's, right? Lo sha truma ta'ale b'chamishim ve'echad, not because 51 is enough against 51 times enough to make truma disappear. Ela shehayu sham mea ushnei chatzayim. There were a total of 102. Right, there were not 51 bundles, and one of the bundles was meduma. There were 102 half bundles, and one of the 102 half bundles was truma, and that's sufficient to annul it. And Rabbi Akiva didn't say anything to the contrary, so ostensibly he paskened like Rabbi Yossi and agreed with him. And that's the Mishnah. And we will revisit this a little bit in the next parak in the sixth Mishnah. So stay tuned and we'll discuss this a little further. And maybe we have to consider why this Mishnah is actually Mechudash. There's anything new to this Mishnah. And then there is in Mishnah 5-6. Wait and see. And a little hint is that here you have the entire components of Isser mixing in, whereas in 5-6 we'll have only some of the Maduma mixture getting mixed in. But stay tuned for that in the next parak.